plagued a potential nugget.
Now, moving to the other side of niche, talking about entrepreneurs and talking about self-awareness and development. One of the things in startups is that the organization often outgrows the individual, right? Just in terms of the pace of change. So I'm always curious about both your personal journey in terms of how you scaled up your leadership muscle, if it were, as you were scaling up Bazi, and also as an investor at Matrix. In your experience with entrepreneurs, what do you see the good entrepreneurs do for them to scale up as leaders as the organization scales up?
Yeah. So I would say at the risk of sounding like a broken record, it's all about self-awareness and the willingness to be that, right? I remember 2002, I got an anonymous email at Bazi saying, effectively saying, you suck as a leader. And
from within the company.
I'll go through the rest of the story. And there was also, I could see there was politics, negative culture. Now remember, this was close to the bottom of the cycle. So I remember calling all hands, and saying, hey guys, I don't know enough about how to do this. I'm in some cases younger than you. But if you're going to have this culture, and if we can't have the freedom to actually say these things openly to each other, then we have a bigger problem. We should all go home. I don't want to do this, right? I would appreciate that whoever has written me the email, raise their hand and tell me what the issues are. One guy did. The guy who had written the email. In a public forum. And I was ready to get humiliated. I think that was the key. The fact that I was okay with that, right? And he gave me great feedback. I learned some of my leadership from him. I had done a performance review of my directs and they came back and they said, you've done just a very horrible, demotivating job of what you have done, right? So to be able to take that in the right context, it keeps going back. Are you self-aware? Are you willing to learn? A lot of things cannot be taught. They have to be learned, right? So I would say the ones who scale know that. Now, in a different context, the question is, should founders leave companies? I'm a big believer of founder-run companies. Whether you look at Amazon, Tencent, Alibaba, Google, Facebook, the companies that have really scaled were all founder-run. The best founders figure out early, like what I was saying, where they need help. Mark Zuckerberg got Sheryl. Larry and Sergey got Eric Schmidt. Bezos got nobody. But Bezos was a little bit more seasoned when he started, right? So I think, and by the way, originally Steve Jobs got John Sculley. Then obviously he got John Sculley fired, but that is separate, right? So I think the best ones are extremely self-aware, very willing to learn and change. Do organizations grow? Sometimes some of them will not be able to scale. And I think there, again, if the self-awareness is there, they will hand it over to somebody.
Got it.
So on this point of, you know, scaling with the company, like I said, there has to be that self-awareness and there has to be kind of a ruthless desire to learn and get better and personally improve without ego. So the other piece, I spoke about leadership. The other piece was, frankly, I didn't know what strategy meant. I went for a HBS reunion in 2003 and attended one class with Rob Kaplan on strategy-focused organizations, and it was a eureka moment. I would argue that was one of the inflection points for Bazi. Because we came back, Suvir and I, and we took an offsite, went off, figured all of that stuff out. But again, there was a ruthless desire to learn. And the teacher could have taught, but we, I think, you know, implemented it really well.
Got it. A couple of things struck me when I heard this nugget. One is a book called Mindset that was written by Carol Dweck. She makes a distinction between a fixed mindset and a growth mindset. And she talks about how this can have a profound difference in how people think about talent versus effort, how they process feedback, how they relate to success and failure of themselves and others, their attitude to adversity, and so on. The other point worth noting is that it's also about creating the climate for people to be comfortable coming and giving you honest feedback. I often come across leaders who say that they have an open door, but the reality is nobody walks through the door to have an honest conversation because of the climate that's been created. If you found this nugget of value, you might want to look up my conversation with Ravi Venkatesan, who was recently appointed as the co-chair of Infosys, specifically Nugget 6.08, where he talks about how entrepreneurs could think about scaling up the capability as the business grows. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit audioboom.com and look for Play to Potential or subscribe on iTunes.